Without pre-departure COVID-19 tests, self-isolation on arrival, and negative PCR tests, many travelers are getting ready to go on holiday again. Online travel agency Skyscanner even saw their site traffic increase by 81% just hours after Mr. Johnson's announcement. Despite the mostly warm welcome to the change, the confusing nature of lateral flow tests and their accuracy has raised some concern, especially with Aim Posnett, a nurse at Leicester Royal Infirmary's emergency department, which is one of the busiest in Europe.
If a vaccinated person does a lateral flow, it's all to do with the proteins that the virus carries in your nose. So if a vaccinated person does it on day two, let's say they caught the virus like on day one, it won't necessarily show up positive on day two. You could test negative one day and then positive the next. Like, it's not a reliable thing. The PCR, the reason why it's more reliable is because you're taking a swab in your mouth and your nose, and they test for the proteins as well, but it's sent off to a lab. You and me couldn't do what the lab does with the sample. From our point of view, why are we not doing everything to stop the spread? Because at the end of the day, like, we are at the butt end of it. So surely, why not just keep the PCR rule in play? I think the reason they're relying on the lateral flow test now and they've changed this policy is to save money, and they're not really thinking about how the virus spreads, and they're not listening to their medical officials.
Mina Hernandez-David, a K-pop event organizer that recently gathered up to 500 people to celebrate K-pop singers' birthdays, shared similar thoughts on the policy after a testing complication.
Leading up to the event, I had been doing lateral flow testing, no symptoms, anything, all negative. It was only that night, 2 days after the event, I felt terrible. I still continued to do lateral flow testing. I, of course, like, stayed in my house, and I was like, I'm not coming to work. I'm not going to leave. I need to isolate. My family need to isolate just in case. All negative. At that point, I'd already ordered my PCR. It obviously came back that it was positive. At this point, my lateral flow tests were still negative. Then obviously I was panicking because I was like, I've just done an event. I don't know if it's come from this event or if I've passed it to other people. You know, there's a very, very big difference of, let's say, like 500 people sounds like a lot, but split over 2 days, that's a very average amount of people you would see, let's say, in retail. I work in retail. That's a very normal amount of people I would just see day to day anyway. An airplane is totally different. Hundreds or thousands of people who are in an airport and taking planes or this kind of stuff, that it's way riskier. It kind of frightens me a little bit that they're kind of loosening up stuff now.
In defense of the loose policy, research by Oxera and Edge Health found that removing the strict travel policies will not have an effect on the overall rate of cases and hospitalizations. Instead, they claimed that domestic restrictions would be the only way to fight Omicron. As of now, there are no restrictions on travel within England.